Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The rate of suicide among Aboriginal youth can be as high as 8 times the national average in some communities. That was one of many topics discussed at a recent journalist workshop on Aboriginal health, hosted by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. Dr. Michelle Toussaint from the University of Quebec in Montreal has found that suicide can be concentrated in some Aboriginal families.
We see a lot of men who commit suicide had a brother who committed suicide. That's 40%. And, that's understandable. The brothers will live together, they will celebrate together, they will drink together, they'll have fun, they will cry together. Whereas in the general Canadian population, after you get adolescent, each will go its own way, so they're more autonomous. So that if one brother commits suicide, it won't impact so much on the rest of the family as you find in Aboriginal community.
Dr. Toussaint points to the role of residential schools in the breakdown of Aboriginal culture as a contributing factor to the high rate of suicide. Thanks today to the Canadian Institutes of Health Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.